The El Jilwa, The Black Book of Satan. Chapter 1. I was, am now, and shall have no end. I exercise dominion over all creatures and over the affairs of all who are under the protection of my image. I am ever present to help all who trust in me and call upon me in time of need. There is no place in the universe that knows not my presence. I participate in all the affairs which those who are without call evil because their nature is not such as they approve. Every age has its own manager who directs affairs according to my decrees. This office is changeable from generation to generation, that the ruler of this world and his chiefs may discharge the duties of their respective offices, every one in his own turn. I allow everyone to follow the dictates of his own nature, but he that opposes me will regret it sorely. No god has a right to interfere in my affairs, and I have made it an imperative rule that everyone shall refrain from worshipping all gods. All of the books of those who are without are altered by them, and they have declined from them, although they were written by the prophets and the apostles. That there are interpolations is seen in the fact that each sect endeavors to prove that the others are wrong and to destroy their books. To me, truth and falsehood are known. When temptation comes, I give my covenant to him that trusts in me. Moreover, I give counsel to the skilled directors, for I have appointed them for periods that are known to me. I remember necessary affairs and execute them in due time. I teach and guide those who follow my instruction. If anyone obey me and conform to my commandments, he shall have joy, delight, and comfort. Chapter 2. I requite the descendants of Adam and reward them with various rewards that I alone know. Moreover, power and dominion over all that is on earth, both that which is above and that which is beneath, are in my hands. I do not allow friendly association with other people, nor do I deprive them that are my own and that obey me of anything that is good for them. I place my affairs in the hands of those whom I have tried and who are in accord with my desires. I appear in diverse manners to those who are faithful and under my command. I give and take away, I enrich and impoverish, I cause both happiness and misery. I do all this in keeping with the characteristics of each epoch, and none has a right to interfere with the management of my affairs. Those who oppose me I afflict with disease, but my own shall not die like the sons of Adam that are without. None shall live in this world longer than the time set by me, and if I so desire, I send a person a second or third time into this world or into some other by the transmigration of souls. Chapter 3. I lead to the straight path without a revealed book. I direct aright my beloved and chosen ones by unseen means. All my teachings are easily applicable to all times and all conditions. I punish in another world all who do contrary to my will. Now the sons of Adam do not know the state of things that is to come. For this reason they fall into many errors. The beasts of the earth, the birds of the heaven, and the fish of the sea are all under the control of my hands. All treasures and hidden things are known to me, and as I desire, I take them from one and bestow them upon another. I reveal my wonders to those who seek them, and in due time my miracles to those who receive them from me. But those who are without are my adversaries, hence they oppose me. Nor do they know that such a course is against their own interests, for might, wealth, and riches are in my hands, and I bestow them upon every worthy descendant of Adam. Thus the government of the worlds, the transition of generations, and the changes of the directors are determined by me from the beginning. Chapter 4. I will not give my rights to other gods. I have allowed the creation of four substances, four times, and four corners because they are necessary things for creatures. The books of Jews, Christians, and Muslims, as of those who are without, except in a sense, i.e., so far as they agree with and conform to my statutes. Whatever is contrary to these, they have altered, do not accept it. Three things are against me, and I hate three things, but those who keep my secrets shall receive the fulfillment of my promises. Those who suffer for my sake I will surely reward in one of the worlds. It is my desire that all my followers unite in a bond of unity, lest those who are without prevail against them. Now then, all ye who have followed my commandments and my teachings, reject all the teachings and sayings of such as are without. I have not taught these teachings, nor do they proceed from me. Do not mention my name nor my attributes, lest ye regret it, for ye do not know what those who are without may do. Chapter 5. O ye that have believed in me, honor my symbol and my image, for they remind you of me. Observe my laws and statutes. Obey my servants and listen to whatever they may dictate to you of the hidden things. Receive that is dictated and do not carry it before those who are without, Jews, Christians, Muslims, and others, for they know not the nature of my teaching. Do not give them your books, lest they alter them without your knowledge. Learn by heart the greater part of them, lest they be altered.